practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio this morning with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord along with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And I truly do trust and pray that you'll go to church today. Let's begin the program this morning with a song entitled, May Jesus Christ Be Praised. What a tremendous way to begin the Lord's Day. How about it? May Jesus Christ be praised. And I trust that wherever you are and whatever you are doing right now, that you are praising the Lord Jesus Christ, because he certainly does deserve our praise. Remember, he's the one who went to the cross and suffered and bled and died for you and for me. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And certainly we should give him the honor and the glory and the praise. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio this morning. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and want to encourage you to go to church today. If you don't have a good, solid, Bible-believing church to attend, why not visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona? We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city of Altoona. And we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. I have just recently gotten back to the United States from a brief missions trip to Kenya. In fact, I returned on Friday, and so I'm looking forward to being in church this morning. And I trust that you'll be at church as well. It may not be the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, but go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. But I might just say, as I mentioned, I just got back from Kenya. I had a ministry over there through our sister ministry, the Way of Truth Ministries. God blessed us. We are looking forward to having further ministry in Kenya. You know, the Word of God is so precious and so true, and yet there are so many people who don't know it and don't understand it. Our sister ministry is called the Way of Truth Ministries, and we do everything that we can through the Way of Truth Ministries to get out the Word of God. And what a blessing it has been over the last week and a half or so to deliver the Word of God to Christian leaders in Kenya to see how they are absorbing biblical truth and want to grow in their understanding of God's Word. My heart was truly blessed. But it's good to be back in the United States of America, and I'm looking forward to being in church this morning with those of the congregation of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, the church that I've been involved with since 1989. That's a few years, is it not? Indeed it is. Now, if we can ever serve you here at the Faith Baptist Church, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our contact information involves the following. You can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. You can email us, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then our web address is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. You can write to us by the old snail mail, and that address would be the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. But most importantly, we would love to have you drop by and visit us. Maybe you've not attended church in a long time. You're saved. You know the Lord. You know that heaven is going to be your eternal home. But for one reason or another, you've gotten away from church. Come on back to church. Join us this morning as we gather together at 9:30, 10:30, and then even at 6 o'clock tonight to fellowship around the things of the Lord, to fellowship one with another, and to study the Word of God. I might also mention that we always have midweek services on Wednesday at 6:30 in the evening. We have our fellowship time with our children and youth. That's at 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock, we have our fellowship time with the adults where we have prayer meeting and Bible study. So we do have a full slate of services, and we would invite you to drop by and visit us and at least give us the opportunity to get to know you, maybe to pray with you, and maybe even to help you in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as I so often say on this program every Sunday morning, if you've never yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you right now, right where you are, to call upon the name of the Lord, ask him to save you, and he will. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That means you. And so if you have never trusted Christ as Savior, do so today. And if you would like for somebody to walk you through that, don't hesitate to contact us. Give us a phone call at 844-942-2894, and we would be more than delighted to talk to you about your relationship with the Lord and how you can become a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you once again for the opportunity that we have to produce this program this morning. And I pray that you'll take the program and use it, guide us and direct us as we produce it, and use it to minister to the spiritual needs of everyone under the sound of my voice. And we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a song entitled, The Word of God.
The truth upon its pages always will remain. The Word of God will never fail you. Its timelessness is sure, and it always will endure. The Word of God is a light unto my path. Though the strongest men will fail, God's Word will last. Though nations rise and fall, God's word outlives them all. It will stand the test of time, for its author is divine. I will proudly call it mine, the Word of God. Satan tries to stamp it out and to change it all about. But like a mighty fortress, it stands the battle's rage. The walls of earth may crumble and change with fallen man. But with each change, God's word remains, while kingdoms fade away. The word of God is a light unto my path. Though the strongest men will fail, God's word will last. Though nations rise and fall, God's word outlives them all. It will stand the test of time, for its author is divine. I will proudly call it mine, the word of God. Though nations rise and fall, God's word outlives them all. It will stand the test of time, for its author is divine. I will proudly call it mine, the Word of God.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and I would like to read with you verses 11 and 12, where the Word of God says about God, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 11 and 12. And now before I deliver a message entitled, What to Remember About the Word of God, let's listen to another old hymn of the faith that I think that you probably all know. Sing them over again to me, Wonderful Words of Life.
Thank you.
Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. And of course, we know that that's talking about the Bible. I love my Bible, don't you? I truly do. And I might just say that I have many Bibles. In fact, I collect old Bibles. And so if you have any old Bibles that you don't want to keep around your house, let me know. I would be delighted to take them off of you. I have Bibles that go back into the 16 and 1700s. And so I love to collect Bibles, but I really do love my Bible. From the time that I was little, I can remember I wanted to have a good Bible that I could read and study. I remember back in the 1950s, and I think it was around about 1958, I said to my dad, I want a preacher's Bible. You know, I had one of those children's Bibles with all of the pictures in, you know, and that was fine. That was nice. But I wanted the preacher's Bible. I wanted the Scofield Bible. And so my dad went out and bought me a Bible, and I just cherished that Bible forever. I love it. And I do love the Word of God. I love to read it. I love to study it. I love to carry it. I love to hold it. I love to look at it, not just because of the fact that it is the Bible or a book, but because of what it is, the Word of God. And I trust today that you can say that you love the Bible as well. I want to share with you for just a few moments this morning what to remember about the Bible. And I know that to many of us, this is a review, but it ought to be an encouraging review. To the rest of you, it might be something that's new. But take heed to what we say about the Bible today, and I would trust that this particular message would be used to give you a greater desire to be in the Word of God. The first thing to remember about the Bible is that the Bible is inspired by God. It is inspired by God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, the Word of God says this, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. When it says there in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, that word inspiration means God-breathed. And even though it is true that God used 40 human authors to record the Bible, what we see in the Bible is exactly what God wants us to know and understand. He breathed His Word into the hearts and the minds of the human authors that they might write down exactly what it is God would have us to know. And because of that, as it says here in 2 Timothy 3:16, the Word of God is profitable. It is relevant. It's relevant for you and for me today in the area of doctrine. That is, it teaches us all about God. In the area of reproof, that is, it shows us when we are in sin or when we are wrong. It's also profitable in the area of correction, which means the Bible will correct us when we are wrong. And then it's profitable for instruction in righteousness. That is, the Bible teaches us how to live the righteous life. Why? Well, because as what it says there in verse 17, that the man of God, that is the Christian, the man, woman, boy, or girl who know the Lord, may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And so the Bible is the inspired Word of God and profitable for every one of us, and therefore we should spend time in the Word of God. The second thing I want to share with you about the Bible is to remember that the Bible is truth. The reason why the Bible is relevant for us today is because it is truth. You know, we are living in a day and age when there are those who say there is no such thing as absolute truth. But there is absolute truth, and it's found in the Word of God. In John chapter 17 and verse 17, where the Lord Jesus is praying to His Father in heaven about His disciples, He says, sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy Word is truth. Everything that we read in the Bible is truth according to the Word of God, according to God, according to God's plan. And that's why it's very important for you and me to take heed to the Word of God so that we might know the truth of God and so that we might understand the truth of God and so that we might live according to the truth of God. When you and I get to the point where we obey God's word and live according to its truth, then we are going to glorify God. We are going to be strengthened in our own relationship with God. And I'll tell you, we will even be a more positive individual and have a greater opportunity to make a positive impact to the world around us. I would encourage you to do as it says in Psalm 119 and verse 30, I have chosen the way of truth. I would encourage you to choose God's truth today. Spend time in the Word of God, because the Bible is truth. Thirdly, I share with you the fact today that the Bible brings us to salvation. The Bible brings us to salvation. It's interesting to note in the book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 17, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that simply means that when a person hears the word of God, it is the word of God that will bring that person to faith in Christ. But in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15, Paul was speaking to Timothy, and he says this, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Those of us who are saved because we heard the word of God and we responded to what the word of God said and trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior. And if we are going to see people come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to see that happen not by arguing with them, but by sharing with them the wonderful truths of God's word. When we share the truths of God with people, and those truths of God are found in the scriptures, the Spirit of God will take the word of God and convict the unsaved people of their sin and bring them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why it's so important for us to get out the word of God. Number four, we need to remember that the Bible brings spiritual growth. The Bible brings spiritual growth. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Listen to that. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. The point of that passage of scripture is this. As babies desire milk, you and I should desire the milk of the word of God, the nourishment of the word of God, that we might grow in the word of God, that we might get to understand who God is, what God expects, and how God operates, and that we might grow from being a spiritual babe to being a spiritually mature Christian. I think it's sad so often to see people who have been saved a long time and they're still spiritually immature. The reason why they are is because they don't spend time in the Word of God. What to remember about the Bible? Well, remember the Bible is inspired of God. The Bible is truth. The Bible brings us to salvation, and the Bible brings spiritual growth into our lives. Take heed to God's word. Read it, study it, meditate upon it, memorize it, share it with others, and watch how it will be effective in your life as well as in the lives of others to which you share it. Now, I do want to thank you so very much for joining us by way of radio today. Certainly keep in mind that if we can help you in any way, don't hesitate to contact us. If you don't know the Lord, we would love to lead you to the Lord. Give us a call at 814-944-2894. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, God bless you, keep looking up, and remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen. Amen indeed. God bless you.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.com. www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.